Good morning, everyone. The Mary Griffith Show underway on this Tuesday morning, brought to you by Harvest Ridge Coffee. I'm on my second cup, and I have a little bit of chocolate milk in mine to just give me that little mocha feel with my Harvest Ridge. Harvest Ridge from Refreshment Services Pepsi, available at home. You can buy it and bring it home. You can get your boss to buy it like mine does for me and have it delivered to your office, just as it's delivered here to the Radio Ranch, or you can go out and about and get it at your local convenience store or a great restaurant that carries Harvest Ridge Coffee. Thank you to Refreshment Services Pepsi for always sponsoring the Mary Griffith Show. Our good friend, I'd say old friend, but let's just say experienced friend, is here. Jane Holzmeier from the Gem City Rock Club. It's their Rock, Mineral, and Fossil Show, and it's coming up Saturday and Sunday out at the Quincy Town Center, but you've got a new expanded location this year. You're in the old Curlin's building. Welcome, Jane.
Thank you.
Tell us a little bit about, first, the club. Your club gets together. You guys are rock hounds. You're always bringing something every month for people to ooh and ah about. But you want to expand that then to the whole public. So that's kind of why every year you have this big fall rock, gem, and mineral show, so that everybody can come out and enjoy the things that you find and the treasures you have.
Yes, well, our club meets the third Tuesday of every month, except for January, I should say, at 6 o'clock out at the mall in the old store, the bookstore. And we either have some type of a program, a presentation by one of our people, like a couple of a week or a month or so ago, we had one of our ladies give a presentation on her collection of fossils and the petrified wood specifically, and that was just amazing. And so we also have video programs that the Midwest Federation Club puts together for us, and we rent those out and have those as well. And of course, you have to have a meeting with your business and so forth. And so that's kind of what we do.
It is fun. And for a lot of people to say, well, I'm not into that myself. I don't want to do a collection myself. I don't want to look for geodes myself. I'm not interested in fossils except to look for them, but I want to look at them. And so people like Jane Holzmeier and others bring these collections in to this rock show, and the kids have some special things. And frankly, you're excited this year because you have some junior club members. So young kids are getting interested in rock hunting.
Right. We are so happy to have our three junior members. And this year they have worked really hard, and they put together some exhibits for the show. And we're looking very forward to see what they have what their hard work has brought and will be showing this year.
The next generation of folks who are going to go out and do the searching. Why do you think they got interested? Is there something trendy now with the young kids, or was it an older person who got them excited and involved? Are they generational? Is grandma and grandpa hunters, or are these just fresh new kids that just decided, hey, I like gems and rocks?
One is kind of that way. She has many interests, and the geology is one thing that she enjoyed, and we were so amazed the first time she came how much knowledge she had already acquired about the rocks and the minerals. She wasn't a beginner at all. And the other two came with their parents, but they live out in the country, and they've got a creek out there, and the kids have always been running out in the creek and finding treasures in the creek, and they brought some in, and they got started that way.
Okay, well, they're encouraged, I'm sure, by the members of the Gem City Rock Club. The Mineral Rock and Fossil Show is Saturday from 10 to 5, Sunday from noon to 5, and it's in the old mall in the town center. There's always free admission, but it's in a new location this year in Curlin's, in that older store. Now, in addition to junior members exhibiting, one of the things that brings out a large crowd to your show, and you've had it at numerous different locations, you always have something for kids, something to spark their interest, something to maybe get them started on their collection. Can you go into detail about what you do for the children?
Well, sure. One of the things that the club puts together are these mineral collections. There are 12 pieces that are identified, and we put them in a very fancy egg carton, and that can be their beginning. They can look the specimens up on the internet now, which is really nice, and find out a lot more about the specimens and what they're used for and that type of thing. And they can also use them for school projects, so it's a way to get them going. And of course, it's nice if Santa gives them one of these collections, or grandparents come through and pick up some collections for Christmas too.
So the kids can spin and win and get a collection started, or if the children are not present, Santa Claus's helpers can get the 12 different specimens in the egg carton and make that happen. And of course, you know, a lot of kids have to do a science project, so you just never know when this will spark an interest that might be a special project. You mentioned the petrified wood. What in the world is petrified wood? I've heard of petrified forests and things like that, but I'm not quite sure. I mean, the name is pretty self-explanatory. Is it just that simple? Yeah. What is petrified wood?
It's just the tree falls into some swampy area, and very slowly the minerals seep in, cell by cell, actually, and change the wood to a rock, usually a quartzite type of thing. And you find these in our western area. Missouri has some. Illinois doesn't have too much in the way of petrified wood. And then there's woods from other countries. This lady is going to have 4 tables worth of petrified wood exhibiting, and she's gotten to the point where she's collecting very unusual pieces, and she can certainly point out what's unusual about some of the different woods that she has collected. It's just amazing what this collection looks like.
So the tree, instead of decomposing as it would naturally and just turn into soil and dust, it starts to decompose, and the places that are absent are filled in by the minerals, and then the whole trunk becomes a rock, or the whole piece becomes a rock. There's really no more wood factor in it. It's rock, but it looks just like a log because it takes on the size and shape of the log. Is that what you're saying?
Yes, and like in many of the instances, you can actually see the rings of the trees and count the rings to know how old the tree was when it was living. The rings are just absolutely amazing.
Well, that is fascinating. So each year you have something a little bit different, and this year you've got a huge petrified wood collection. So just one more reason to go out on Saturday and Sunday. Another reason people show up is somebody passed away recently and they went up in the attic and they found Grandpa's collection that he started when he was a teenage boy, and they've got all these rocks. Some of them are identified, some of them aren't. You have experts on hand there that will tell people, have I got something here? Well, everybody's got something, but is there any intrinsic value in it? Because minerals and fossils and gems and rocks have different values.
Oh, yes. And we've got several people they can identify, and they do enjoy doing this. Sometimes it stumps them, and they can't, but we'll give it a try. It's a lot of fun to identify it. So please, if you've got something you want identified, fossil, mineral, gemstones, jewelry type of thing, bring them out. We do have a jewelry dealer is one of our club members now, and so he's got a lot of very nice jewelry for sale, as well as some bracelets and rings and stuff for the younger ladies that would like to have some special, unusual things to show off to their friends.
Now, sometimes it's funny because when you look at like an amethyst or an emerald or a diamond and it's beautifully polished, it's like, oh, okay. But when you find that in the raw, it doesn't often look like that. So that's part of the finding and the fun is polishing it. And some of these different gemstones have different scientifically proven, almost medicinal products. I know a lady who wears an amethyst necklace. She will not be without it because her sister's a jeweler. Her sister told her that amethyst will help with bladder conditions. And she says since she's been wearing this amethyst necklace for most of her life, since she was young and she had these problems, she doesn't have that problem anymore. I'm not saying it's scientifically proven, but a lot of people do wear different gems for different medical reasons, right?
Oh, yes. Yes, that's a very big part of the kind of New Age rock collecting and people that would like, you know, little gemstones and crystals that supposedly give different medical help for them.
So come out, and it's always interesting. I think one of the things I find the most fascinating is when they crack open the ugliest rock you've ever seen, and inside is the beautiful quartz crystals. That's
mm-hmm.
called a geode, right?
Yes. Uh-huh.
And, I mean, that can just be fantastic, different colors, purples and all different colors. And then I also love it when they take a rock and all the thing, they put it in a special polishing cylinder that looks like a little bitty cement mixer. And the next thing you know, they're taking it out and setting it in a mounting, and it's a beautiful necklace for somebody. And I'm like, how the world did that ugly, hideous thing turn into something so beautiful? But that's where the knowledge comes to know what's underneath, right?
Oh, absolutely. And we have several of our members now that do this lapidary work. And so they will have some of the polished rocks that they have developed. And when you polish them in that tumbler, they have to change what they call the grit several different times to get that beautiful polish. It starts out with a large grit, and they keep getting smaller and smaller till they finally have the fine polish on the pieces. So it's a long process to do that, and we're happy that we've got a couple of people now that are working with that, and they're doing very well. So they'll have their pieces for there for exhibit, as well as some of their jewelry that they've developed, and putting them into jewelry is a whole other facet of that.
Yeah, it's one thing to have the raw material. It's another thing to be able to set it. Then that's another skill. It's like a double skill.
Yes, it is.
Jane Holzmeyer, you've been at this a long time. You've been a guest on this show at least once or twice a year for as long as I can remember. And what is it about it? What do you like to look for? And what is it about the find that still thrills you?
Well, I've always, and the thing that brought me into it is the fact that I was so amazed that these beautiful crystals are found in the ground, in holes and pockets in the ground. And it just amazed me how that developed, that nature brought those crystals into you know, developing in these holes. And the crystals are so a big variety from all over the United States as well as over the world. And this is what brought me into collecting. And again, when I'm not going out to collect too much anymore because of my age, but I still enjoy going to some of the shows and seeing what's out there and what new finds they're making in some of the foreign countries now.
That's another aspect. I know when I went to Portugal with someone, they were looking for rocks all over Portugal. Everywhere we went, they were looking for rocks. I was looking at the beach, but they were looking for rocks. And so everybody has a different interest in it, and that's what makes it fun. This Rock Club Gem, Mineral, Rock, and Fossil Show is absolutely free of charge. Saturday from 10 to 5, Sunday from noon to 5. It is at the old Curlin store in the town center there at 33rd and Broadway. Plenty of parking, free admission. Bring some money because there will be some stuff to buy.
Oh, absolutely.
And the kiddos, bring them some spending cash because they may want to start their own collection. And you never know what spark you'll give, and the next great geologist and paleontologist may come from this show and find the next big Tyrannosaurus Rex skeleton or something like that. There's a lot to be found right here in our own backyard, so don't boo-hoo that, because
right.
you don't have to go out to Wyoming. There's plenty of stuff to be found in the creek beds and hills and hollers around here. Anything else for the good of the cause?
Well, no, I just want people to come out and see what we've put together. It's going to be a very good show, and there'll be a lot of people in the mall, I hope, because they have another event going on as well. So hopefully that will all bring people in.
It will bring people in. The Christmas market's going on as well, so if you can't find what you want at the Christmas market, head down to the gem show.
Absolutely.
And find something, and after you're done with the gem show, head out to the Christmas market. So you just never know what you're going to find. Jane, always a pleasure when you're on the Mary Griffith Show. You sit tight. We'll take a break. But right now I want you to listen to this word about how you can contribute to Toys for Tots wherever you choose to contribute. The Toys for Tots needs you, but here's one great business that's supporting Toys for Tots. We're back, Talk Radio 930 WTAD. Kristen Lay is here from the YMCA of Quincy. Here we are. Halloween hasn't even happened, but we have to speed it along. It's turkey run time. It's always on Thanksgiving morning. This is late.
This
Thanksgiving is a late Thursday.
It's almost like we get an extra week to plan and be excited. So
if you haven't started training, you've got about 5 weeks, you can still get in. It's November 28th, the Turkey Run. It's always on Thanksgiving morning. This is their 45th annual. And I remember when this came out, yes, I'm that old. I remember when this came out. I thought to myself, who the heck wants to get up in the morning and go running? But then I wasn't the one preparing the meal. And I'm like, you know what? You need a little bit of help in the kitchen, but too much help in the kitchen is a pain in the rear. So if you're the one preparing the meal, you stay home and prep and send everybody, kids, husband,
dogs, anything you could think of.
Visiting uncle, send them to the turkey run, and they'll have a great time.
Yeah.
Because you don't have to run.
No. So I'm going to go back to your crazy idea. We were actually just talking about, just in a staff meeting, about, you know, these crazy ideas can build and they're, you know, they can be something big one day. And the turkey run is a perfect example. We had, you know, less than 10 people run in the very first turkey run. It was called the Chappie Dixon Turkey Run.
Oh, my God. I remember Chappie Dixon. That's
So that was a car dealership right up the road from us. Less than 10 runners, and 45 years later, we are still doing it, and we have between 2,500 and 3,000 people come to the Y every morning. And like she said, you don't need help in the kitchen. Send everyone out of your house. Bring your dog. Get everyone out of your house so you can have a quiet house to cook in. So, and this year we have added a few new things. Last year we had a coffee truck, so when you send everyone out, just make sure they bring a coffee back with them for you.
They don't have to carry it the whole time.
No,
they
can buy it afterwards. No, for the ones.
This is not the beer and broth point K.
Yeah, and then we added a donut truck, the minis on the go been around here.
Just what we need.
Yeah,
I'm going out to run and get physically fit, and I have to have a donut.
But remember,
is important.
You don't have to run. You can grab your coffee and donuts and just take off for a walk. So you can walk the 1 mile, you can walk the 5K, you can walk the 10K, or you can be a competitive runner. It's not all about that. We truly emphasize that this is a family tradition. It is not just about you going out to run the 5K. Bring your family. They can walk, you can run, you can do whatever you want. Just come out and participate, and we would love to see you.
The great thing about this is it is all about family participation, and some people have been doing this for generations, literally. Mm-hmm. The little kids are now grown with kids of their own, and now three generations are running together at the YMCA Turkey Run. Now, the reason you're on so early is because everyone is welcome, and on the day of the race, you can always show up.
Absolutely.
But you get a lot of perks for registering early, and I'm assuming one of them is the fabulous Fits You fits your size, t-shirt,
yes,
or sweatshirt.
Yes. So November 8th is the cutoff. So you get a $10 discount is what I like to say. So early bird registration, it's $10 cheaper. You're guaranteed your shirt size. I don't want you to scare you away if you don't get signed up before the 8th by any means. You're still going to get your shirt. We're just not going to guarantee that that's the size. I will say we have gotten really good at guessing, and a lot of people have not walked away with, you know, without a shirt, but on those shirt orders. But you, if you get, just register before the 8th, you get your shirt size, you get the cheaper rate. The other thing that we have going for us right now is we added a sweatshirt option. So
I was going to say, because you're wearing a sweatshirt.
Yeah, so we...
After a while, runners have so many T-shirts.
T-shirts, yes. So we always do, with your registration, you will get that T-shirt, that legendary T-shirt that everyone is after, and it's a long sleeve shirt. This year, you can add on to your registration, and they're crew necks, which are very popular right now. I live in them, so, you know, when I'm in charge of it, maybe I get to push that along a little bit. Mm-hmm. So for $25, add to your registration the crew neck. If you've already registered, or you get there and I forgot to order one, get on our website. It's right on our website. You can order them separately as well. Those will be ready at packet pickup as well. Those you have to have ordered by the 8th. So get on there, make sure that you register the little extra this year. So we're very excited about that.
Well, you know, so many people, I mean, I have a girlfriend, she runs all the time, and she's always in, and I mean, her collection of stuff is legendary.
Yeah.
And sometimes, some of the more prestigious races, she's proud of the fact that she's had the shirt for 10 years in a row.
Yes.
It's a little bit harder to get in. Some of those races, not like this one, but some of those races, you have to pre-qualify by being in another race, for example. But the Turkey Run, anyone can come down and be part of it. So if you register before the 8th of November, it's $30 per person. Family up to four is $75. Then after that, it's $40 for individuals, $85 for a family. Easy to register. QuincyYMCA.net, QuincyYMCA.net. And you don't even have to tell them what you're doing, but the 1 mile, 5K, or 10K, it doesn't matter.
Mm-hmm.
Is it a chipped race? I know a lot of people want an official time.
Yes. So if you are a competitive runner, please still come out. It's not just about the coffee and the donuts and the walking around. you can still come out. You do get time. So we have a partnership with Fleet Feet, which does all kinds of races in the area, St. Louis, everywhere. So you can get timed. Just make sure when you register that you click that little button that you want to be timed. When you come in and pick up your shirt and your bib, it'll just have a chip on the back. So we do a timed race.
It's a chipped race. Okay.
Yes.
And where's the course? Well, I mean, obviously the 10K is, I don't ask me where the 10K goes. I wouldn't even hardly do the mile. But, I mean, obviously you start out at the YMCA, which is approximately 32nd and Main. And then you head westbound?
Yes. So... I hope my husband isn't listening. He's going to be like, oh my God, I can't believe she's getting ready to give directions. I just drove the course. I drive it about once a week starting in October. Yeah, you can drive it anytime you want.
Can you next year? Can you say, Mary Griffith will drive it? People can have it.
You come out at 6:30 and I'll let you drive it all day long.
I'll make sure all the instructions are
Yeah.
So it starts at the Y and
correct.
West down Main.
Yes. So there is currently no construction. So if City of Quincy is listening, please don't start the construction before now. There is currently no construction on our route. So that is really good. You do a big circle. You go down Main Street until about 18th. And then you take a left and you kind of just circle all the way around and come back. You will end up back in the same place that you start. We start and end at the same place. The 10K, it kind of goes the same way. There's just one little loop that you do. So instead
one
of,
yep,
one little loop that just adds, you know, doubles your race. but you take a right instead of a left and you go right around in that circle. So it is not a hard race. I promise we have lots of markings for directionally challenged people, as you can probably just tell how I explain that. You will not get lost. I promise. So it's, and you're also surrounded by 2,500 people that I promise you're not going to be alone.
And the great thing about it is if you're running with smaller children, or mm-hmm. if you just really are, you know, want to support the Y but are, mm-hmm. and want to have a little bit of fun, you can make it down to 18th and Main, and then you can turn around and go back.
You can.
You don't have to make it all the way around. You can do less than a mile.
Yeah.
Nobody's going to shame you. No. My guest today is Kristen Lay from the Quincy Family YMCA. Their turkey run raises a great deal of money for the Y, and they need your support. And we'll tell you why after we take this break. Stay tuned. We're 9 minutes away from Fox News at the top of the hour. The 45th annual YMCA Turkey Run is coming up on Thanksgiving Day, which this year is November 28th. If you want the reduced price and your guaranteed choice of a t-shirt that actually fits you, truly fits you, or if you want to upgrade to the sweatshirt model this year, please order by November 8th. But after November 8th, you can still hop on board. In fact, you can come that morning and give them money, and they'll be happy to let you run or walk. If you want to be in the chip part, you should probably pre-register. This is really critically important. How many people did you have last year? What's your average?
So last year we had about 2,600 people. So it keeps, you know, we were up to about 2,800 people. COVID obviously took a dive for us, and we're on our way back up. So during COVID, I mean, we were under, you know, 1,500.
Yeah,
I
remember one year I did an interview with somebody, and mm-hmm. they said this year we're hoping for 3,000. It never happened.
Yeah. So.
Well, you know, I mean, part of the reason, mm-hmm. well, we know why it never happened. It wasn't because people didn't support the Y. It was because it couldn't happen.
So. Yeah. So, but now we're on our way back up. So every year since COVID, so since 2020, we have, you know, gotten 100 more, 100 more, 100 more. So last year we had 2,600. So my goal is 100 more. And, you know, by the time we get, you know, a couple more years, we'll get up to that 3,000. We have never hit 3,000, but we are so close.
Well, we've been so close. It's such a great event. I mean, people really enjoy it. The people, if 2,500 people regularly keep coming back, you know that
yeah.
something good is happening and you might want to be part of it. On Thanksgiving morning. And it's a great way to kind of get revved up, go out with family and friends, see people that you don't see, get a good walk in or a good run in. And then when you come home and you eat, as
you
I did this morning,
you don't feel so guilty, right?
Pumpkin pie. I wouldn't feel so guilty. What does the Y use this money for?
All of the money raised through the turkey run go to our scholarship program for our kids. So that's where our heart and our soul lies at the YMCA is our youth. We obviously love helping, you know, individuals as well with membership scholarship, which they are able to do. But a lot of this goes to our kids, our after-school program, our summer camp program, our sports programs, our special events. So just for instance, we were able to serve over 300 people at the Trunk or Treat on Saturday for zero cost. We had volunteers. We donated, you know, the candy for all of this. So our great members donated some candy. It truly is a community. So not only is it just scholarship for low income for our programs, but it allows us to offer these family programming at a very affordable rate. For instance, we have a Cookies with Santa or a Jingle Bells and Jammies, you know, coming up in December. I think it's going to be, you know, $5. Like, you're not going to find an event that's going to offer all of the things. We'll have Santa there. They'll walk away with a gift. They'll do an art project. You're not going to find that for $5. So these funds goes towards to put really great programs out into our community at a very affordable rate.
The other thing, and I've lost track a little bit, but I know that one of the big pushes was in the past to try to expand child care mm-hmm. after school, day off school, and summer mm-hmm. projects.
Yeah.
Is child care still a big focus?
It is huge focus. You have to focus where the need is, you know, and I don't envision there not being a need for child care in the next 10 years or thereafter. So we get to have 100 to 120 kids in our summer camp program. We average about 100 kids a day for 10 weeks. So we have been able to grow that. Our after school program, we go pick these kids up and bring them back to the Y. Huge asset to those parents, because a lot of times they won't bus them to us, and that's okay. We have these facilities where we can go get them and we can bring them back on that aspect. So childcare is a huge need, and that's where we like to focus. Our after school and our summer camp program are a true picture of what the Y is. We might have low income, we might have high income. They're all on the same playing field. They get to do the same activities. And that's, like I said, that's kind of the heart and soul of the Y is our child care.
I have been blessed to have been asked in the past to do a few little small volunteer things for the Y. And I think one of the most enjoyable things was, I didn't know if you knew this, Kristen, but I'm very close personal friends with Mrs. Santa Claus.
You are.
And one day I was talking with Mrs. Santa Claus and I said, you know, they would really like a visit from Mrs. Santa Claus at the daycare at the Y. And so I was able to convince her to go. And
oh,
that was
my
such a, she loved
goodness.
That experience. She just thought that was great. And then in the summer, my husband has a commercial driver's license. He can drive a bus. And one day he got a phone call. Could you drive the kids up to the Adams County Fair? And he said, well, only if my wife will go and help chaperone. Of course, we had camp
yes.
counselors with us. I had the most remarkable day.
Mm-hmm.
Your camp counselors are exceptional. The Adams County Fair is so cool when you
yeah.
take kids from the city who have never been to the fair and seen animals in their real state.
Yeah.
And plus, you know, just the comedy acts and all the free stuff at the fair. And it was a delightful
yeah.
experience. And so, you know, the Y, they're always looking for people to volunteer in addition to being a member. There might be something, a skill that you have that you can help. I know this is such a strange thing, but one thing Greg used to do every year, I don't know if he still does because I don't talk to him about him every day when he
yeah.
does, but somebody has to take the bus to be certified
yes.
that it's roadworthy, you know,
yes.
and sometimes the people that they hire for the summer or whatever are not available.
Uh-huh.
So Greg will get a call. Can you take the bus? Because somebody's
yes.
got to drive it that's qualified.
Yes.
Can you take the bus in for its roadworthy
yeah.
tire
yeah.
for something?
Even if you're a bus driver, we'll find something
yeah.
for you to do because
oh,
he
me.
Is
yeah.
he is always our default, you know, like we got to get those serviced and everyone's looking around like, I'm not driving that big thing.
Greg knows how to drive it,
yeah.
but, you know, it's just funny. So what I'm saying is I'm not saying that because, oh, we do nothing.
Yes.
I was just saying, we found one little niche where we could
yes.
be helpful to the Y, you know, and that was just one thing that we thought was so fantastic. That
yeah.
trip up there to the Adams County Fairgrounds was just, like I said, I had a lot of trepidation.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, oh my gosh, but the kids were all dressed in their uniform colors.
Yes.
We could keep track of
yes.
them. I wasn't there by myself.
Uh-huh.
Obviously, we'd never allow
uh-huh.
that to happen. The counselors were there. I think we just had a ball. We just
yes.
had a ball. So there's always something to be done at the Quincy Family YMCA. And if you want to help, one of the best ways you can help folks is simply to be part of the Turkey Run. So go to QuincyYMCA.net, QuincyYMCA.net. Register before November 8th to get the T-shirt or sweatshirt of
yes.
the size that you prefer and to get a $10 discount on the registration. But even if you miss the November 8th deadline, don't worry. You'll still get a T-shirt, and
yeah.
you can still upgrade to a sweatshirt
yes.
if you want, and you're still going to have a lot of fun. And if you want to be a chipped runner, let them know right away.
Absolutely. Make sure you put that on your registration. We can always change it at the, you know, the day of, but we would love for us to be very on top of it and have that all done.
Thank you very much, Kristen Lay.